Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We are here for the next 3 hours to talk about the plants at your place. Hope you will join us and be with us, and I look forward to that. Let me give you the phone numbers. That would be a good way to begin the program. You can reach us at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And if you call right now, you'll be second in line. We have David in Dallas, and we're going to talk to him first today, but then you would be right after that. So give us a call. It's usually a pretty easy time of the year to call through. I've been doing commercial garden radio as opposed to the 7 years I worked for the Extension Service doing garden radio before that. I've been doing garden radio 35 years now, 36. And I'm in my 43rd year of doing this, and I've learned that audiences are very strong in the fall and winter, but the callers kind of slow down a little bit. And plus, the nature of the calls is that they move faster. Usually they're not diagnostic questions, which take a little longer. So this is a good time to call. 800-288-WBAP, said the guy who has the talk show and needs callers. Before I go any farther, just a very quick mention. That this afternoon at 1:30, I'm going to be at North Haven Gardens. I have six pen sales coming up now. This will be the first, so you get to see what I have turned in the accumulated year that I've had to find and turn woods. And I have some really beautiful pens that I'll be bringing, about 150 pens that I have made. It takes about 2 hours to turn each pen. And about $60 worth of raw material cost that I donate with the sale of the pen. All of the proceeds, when I sell my pens, all the proceeds go to Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is the nation's only public recovery high school, and one of only a handful, probably 10 to 20, recovery high schools that are strictly for kids who are serious about graduating sober, who have had some issues and are on track and want to stay on track. I love getting to help. Serenity High in McKinney is my favorite charity to work with. It is because I have an understanding of this problem from our family. And so Serenity High would have been perfect for someone I know and love very much. Wasn't there at that time. So anyway, to the point. This afternoon at 1:30, I'll be at North Haven Garden, 7700 North Haven Road, one block west of Central. North Haven is between Forest and Royal. It runs parallel to them. It's inside LBJ in Northeast Dallas. You would take Central Expressway to the Forest Lane exit and then take the southbound back toward downtown Dallas access road from Forest. North Haven will be the second road to the right, and North Haven Gardens is one long block to the west, and I'll be there at 1:30. Now, at 1:30, I will identify all of the woods that I'll have for sale today, the pens, and go through the whole list. I can only do that one time because it takes 5 or 6 minutes to do so. And I like to explain what the woods are because there are people who have seen them on my website at neilsperry.com, and they have come there specifically for it. Here are some that I will have this afternoon. I will have the Century Oak from Texas A&M, my best-selling pen. Battle Oaks from the University of Texas. TCU Live Oak from adjacent to the Amon Carter Football Stadium. SMU Ash from where the Bush Library is. The tree was taken down to make room for the Bush Library. The Old Main Oak from Baylor. I found one more small log, and was able to get a few more pieces out of that. Ohio State University Library Oak is what I'm calling it. It's from a library cart that I bought in Columbus. Let's see. I also have wood from the Treaty Oak in Austin, Grounds of the Alamo, the National Champion Mesquite, the largest of its kind in America. The Goose Island Live Oak in Texas, that's the oldest tree in Texas. Molding from the Texas State Capitol. I have some new wood from Gettysburg, wood that I obtained while we were at Gettysburg National Monument, National Park, last year, and it's walnut. It's beautiful. They make beautiful pens. Have a few of those. I have olive from Bethlehem, mahogany given to me by Byron Nelson. I have two game-broken Michael Young bats, pens made from a bat that I bought from the Texas Rangers. Somebody gave me tickets and I bought the bat for $450. And those tickets that I was given cost me a lot that night. But anyway, I've been able to make some nice pins from that, but I'm almost out. Oh, and I have wood that I hand cut with a hand pruning saw when they were bulldozing out in Randall Mill to make room for Cowboy Stadium. I have some bur oak pins. That's kind of cool. It's the first time I've had those. I found a log that I didn't know I had. I cleaned my barn back in the spring. So that's this afternoon at 1:30. That's a then I have 150 pens and probably 100 kinds of wood. That's just a few of them. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is a McKinney dog in the McKinney shelter called Callie. Callie is her name, a beautiful Labrador retriever mix whose sweet personality makes her all the more precious. Callie is 7 months old, came to the SPCA on September 28 because her family had to move away. Callie's previous family says that she is house trained, she's ready, and that's what the folks there at the SPCA tell us. She gets along well with other dogs. She's great with children, fun-loving girl, loves to play outside, would love to go to a dog park with her forever family. It's a shame they had to give her up. She's only 7 months old, and you can meet Callie today, the beautiful Labrador Retriever mix. You can meet her and see why she might just be the perfect companion for you. And if Callie isn't the right match, they have dogs of all shapes and sizes, kind of like people, at the SPCA shelter in McKinney. You can see pictures of all of the dogs and cats and donkeys and goats and whatever they have up for adoption at spca.org/find-a-pet. SPCA.org and then /find-a-pet, all run together. I might add, it is so important that you adopt shelter animals. It's a lot more fun. You don't know exactly what you're getting. You get a generally not some high-strung dog that's been inbred many generations. I'm sorry, I have a Welsh Corgi that's a well-bred Corgi, but other than Edie and her predecessor Ernie, the other 20 dogs that I've had in my life have all been shelter animals, and I'm a big shelter animal advocate. We have Skye. We have two dogs, Skye and Edie. Callie's had her vaccine. She's been spayed. She's ready to roll. And she'd love to roll to your house, but you got to provide the rollers, the wheels. Come get her today. She's at the McKinney Shelter at 8411 Stacy Road. That's just east of Custer, about a quarter of a mile. Stacy goes clear over to Central now, so you can get, and everybody knows where Stacy Road is. If you're in Frisco, maybe you don't. Well, it's Main Street. You guys just decided to leave it as Main Street. It turns into Stacy. The SPC, and that's 8411 Stacy Road. The McKinney shelter there on the north side of Craig Ranch and the Dallas shelter are both open today from noon until 6. And the Dallas shelter is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. The SPCA Pet of the Week, sponsored today by Dixon Brothers. You heard Mary Travelin's voice at the beginning of my program, my announcer. I'm proud to have her as my announcer. I'm proud to have her as my friend. Dixon Brothers has beautiful, giant holiday landscaping decorations to dazzle your lawn day and night for the holidays. You might win best decorated home in your neighborhood with these lightweight, easy-to-install decorations. The stock is limited, so don't delay. Dixon Brothers has gift certificates for hard-to-please shoppers. They can be used for automatic pool covers, winterizing kits, spa, aromatherapy, and much more. Anybody likes to get what they want, and with a gift certificate from Dixon Brothers, they get to go choose. This is a 20,000 square foot showroom. If they don't have it, it doesn't exist. If it has anything to do with water, for swimming pools, for fountains, for water gardens, for anything, pumps, motors, all of it. If you don't have a freeze guard yet, call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537. Make an appointment to get one. The freeze guard keeps your pool system running automatically during freezing temperatures. It protects equipment from costly winter damage. Dixon Brothers' professional service team can address any other pool repairs you might need. 972-288-7537. Call tomorrow. They're closed on Sundays. The Metroplex Authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, koi ponds. Visit the showroom tomorrow through Saturday at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north of historic downtown Mesquite on North Galloway. Again, the phone number 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, DICKSON.
Fall is a season of unpredictable weather. It could be wet, it could be cold, and that holds your foundation hostage. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. If you're concerned about your foundation, call the pros. The home inspection is free. The estimate is free. Should you need the repairs, they're guaranteed for a lifetime. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
How about that? I talk about Fred and Fred appears. He just kind of sits there waiting for his turn. Thank you, Fred. Let's get our program underway. We have David in Dallas who's called early this morning. Thank you for that, David. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
I've got two rose bushes. Both of them are planted in the ground. And they all will go all the way up to the eave of the house. One of them, we moved in this house, and it was this way when we got the house. It's planted in an urn that's about 24 inches tall, but the roots go through the urn. The urn, in a windstorm a couple months ago, broke. And I've been waiting for the cooler weather to get here before I try and transplant it, cut it back. When is the best time to do that? And
so
if
I'm picturing this properly, you have a plant that was in a big pot, an urn, and suddenly the pot just kind of evaporated because it broke. And so here's this pot, this plant with its root system sitting up in the air, and then the plant goes up above beyond that. That's got to look kind of odd, doesn't it?
No, what the deal is, it looked like they broke the bottom of the urn out, or it was hollow.
Right, but the plant is sitting 2 feet above ground, in other words, on the ground, but the root system
goes into the ground, though. It's not in the pot.
I understand that. I got that.
Okay.
All right,
yeah.
What you need to do is you can actually do that after you have one hard freeze. I would still wait, because even though we've had some near misses on freezes, we have not had the big killer that'll go to 26 or 28 degrees or colder. I mean, we could go to 10 degrees now as late in the season as we're getting. We could have a very disastrous first freeze if we're not careful. We need to stair step down. But after you've had the first hard freeze, you're ready to go. Trim the top back probably by 50 or 60%, 50 or 60%. And then consider that to be a bald and burlapped rose or shrub or whatever, right? You want to consider it, because, you know, at this point it becomes an established plant, and you're probably going to lose most of the roots that are down in the soil, and that's the reason for making all that major cut. But then you can, once you get it severed from the roots, you know, dig down a ways if you want to, but I don't think you're going to be able to go very far. And you need to plant it at the same depth at which it was growing in the urn. So if the urn was 2 feet high, then the hole needs to be 2 feet deep. The roots that, you know, it needs to be set way back down. But that's what you would do, and you need to do it after the first hard freeze and before February 15th, sometime in that time period.
And then the other rose bush that's healthy and everything, how much do I cut it back whenever the first freeze hits?
Okay, and is it also rooted into the ground?
It's rooted into the ground. It doesn't have this strange thing I got going on with this other one.
Yeah, I understand, but it's in an urn also.
It is in the ground. No, it's straight into the ground.
All right, and so you're going to set the one that was in the urn right back in place where it is now?
Correct.
All right, and these need to match somewhat?
Yeah, kind of. My wife would love to find another urn that we could do the same thing with. I mean,
All right. Well, I'm kind of my it's more than my head can handle right now. But what you need to do is trim it some. Now, it's a climbing rose or a bush rose?
It's a bush.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's good. They are pruned during the winter, and you prune them by 50%, 50, always above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant. And so you're going to be pruning them about the same amount. So that's going to help them match up.
All right, perfect.
All right, you can do it. Thanks for the call. All right, take care. All right, we have my friend Ricardo in Waxahachie, one of my favorite callers of all time, coming up right after our first break. Let me tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, and let me encourage you to call our magazine office before 11 o'clock today. We'd like to get this sent as a Christmas gift to somebody you care about. It's my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar and a one-year subscription, new or renewal, to my magazine at a one-third savings on the calendar when you buy them together. The total price price of this deal is $38.95. And let me tell you why the calendar alone will cover all of that expense. It'll save you money, not cost you money, because the calendar has more than 10,000 words telling you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. That's a huge amount of information. It's my prettiest calendar of the 30 annual calendars that I've done. I wanted to make it special, and more information than you've had in the calendar before. A completely revised and updated lovely calendar. 1/3 savings on it when you buy it with a 1-year new or renewal to the best regional gardening magazine in Texas, in America. Every word of what we have is written just for Texas. $38.95, but you need to call before 11 o'clock today. 1-800-752-GROW. If you've already ordered the calendar, by the way, they hit the mail tomorrow. They go into the U.S. mail system tomorrow. So don't call and ask about that, please. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11. 1-800-752-4769.
You can judge the quality of a radio program by the strength of its sponsors. I'm proud of the people who advertise here. They include Busy Bees Pest Control, 972-416-9404, or 1-800-INSECTS, busybees.com, BIZZYBEES.com. And Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley in Garland, 972-271-1411, creativewatergardens.net.
All right, and let me tell you right now about Rubles Plants of Texas, inviting you to go to Rubles, where Dallas goes for Christmas trees. Rubles, R-U-I-B-A-L-S. You want to have the spelling right because you want to go to their website. Rubles has fresh Christmas trees from Oregon, Fraser firs, Noble firs, Douglas firs, Grand firs, 4 to 10 feet tall. Don't forget to pick up fresh garland for roping and wreaths. Fill your home with the scent of the Christmas season. Poinsettias are at the nurseries in all sizes and colors, from 4-inch to 12-inch pots. At the farmer's market location, they have beautiful Christmas decorations in the interior garden and gift shop. Rubles Plants has what you need to decorate inside and outside your home for Christmas. They're open from 8 until 6 every day of the year. The farmer's market location of this wonderful place, 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas. There is so much to see at that location, and they're nice people. They've been there a long, long time. 601 South Pearl Expressway, and the phone number is 214-744-9100. They're also in Lakewood at 7219 East Grand, and on Lemon Avenue at 6630 Lemon Avenue. And you can go to rubles.com for the fall color, winter color chart. Call them. They'll deliver. They can plant for you whatever you need. RUIBALS.com. Rubles Plants, where Dallas goes for plants. Let me also tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company right now. They've been serving the DFW Metroplex continuously since 1903. Family owned by the Downs family for 4 generations, they are one company for all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. I'm going to be having them come out to our home this week sometime. I need to get it scheduled for sing tomorrow. Best plumber in D Magazine, no kidding. Best Pick Plumber, Air Conditioning, and Heating by Best Pick Report and the Consumer's Choice Award for Business Excellence. They have won that year after year after year. New customers or customers who have not used Dallas Plumbing in the past 3 years get a $50 savings, $50 off their first plumbing or air conditioning heating service call. Dallas Plumbing Company offers plumbing parts to the public and to the trade weekdays 9 to 5, Saturdays from 9 till noon. That makes them the only plumbing parts source besides Home Depot, Lowe's, and Ace Hardware in the North and Northeast Dallas area that's open on Saturdays. And let me just ask you, which would you rather go to? I hold my hand proudly up for Dallas Plumbing Company. In fact, all of the fixtures in our home were bought at Dallas Plumbing. And that location is 11,055 Plano Road in Dallas, where their new display and kitchen and bath showroom is. Avoid problems with fitting your new fixtures to your plumbing. Talk to the experts at Dallas Plumbing first. Right now, Dallas Plumbing offers a $100 off the installation of a tankless water heater. It's a wonderful opportunity to upgrade your old water heater. For more information, call them. 214-340-6300. Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, in business since 1903, and they ought to be doing your business if it has to do with heating, air conditioning, or plumbing. DallasPlumbing.com, 214-340-6300. We go to Ricardo in Waxahachie. My friend, how are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. How are you doing,
Neil? I am doing well. Thank you very, very much. And to others, I will say Merry Christmas. To Ricardo, I'll say Happy Holidays. And so for those who get mad at me, Ricardo won't.
Actually, both will work.
All right. I know that. I understand that. How are you doing? Everything going all right?
Everything's going absolutely wonderful. I'm just our whole yard is in shock right now. It's supposed to be 82 today, so
yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do.
It's crazy. I was outside turning pins last night, Ricardo, in short sleeve shirt with the floor fan, the giant floor fan on, blowing across my face, not the least bit chilled. It's just crazy. December 1.
Let's check the calendar.
Yeah, really. Well, what can I do for you?
Actually, I need a climber to go up on a trellis that I have, and it's sitting on concrete. So I have a pot like by 25 by 25 inches. So I think that's a decent size. I was thinking of something to put in it. I was thinking, would Carolina jessamine work on a trellis, or
yes.
That's not?
Oh, it'd be beautiful on a trellis. The only downside I would have for it, Ricardo, would be if you have extremely cold weather, you'd want to have a two-wheeler dolly to move it, or you'd want to have an insulation bat or something where you could wrap the roots. You lose 20 degrees of winter hardiness in containers, and nurserymen do not leave Carolina jessamine outside during the winter. They put it in an unheated greenhouse just to keep it from getting so cold. It's not like the end of the world if you were to lose one. They cost another $7 or $8 to get the next one. So, and it probably will last many years for you even without much protection. It'd be great. The problem is that you want something that stays rather compact. And if I start suggesting wisteria to you, you'll go into hysteria. And because it's far too large. So Carolina jessamine is the best. Another option would be to use annual vines and just let the trellis go neutral during the wintertime, or maybe hang some kind of decorations on it or do something different with it in the winter. But there's some beautiful annual vines.
If you have like a pergola type of thing, would you use something like that too, like Carolina jessamine?
Or climbing miniature roses, or climbing pinky, the earth kind rose. If you have a pergola, that would be awfully pretty. That'd be just beautiful.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Can hardly wait for the calendar.
It's going out tomorrow. Be glad to get it out. It's always a labor of love.
I know, and it's always beautiful.
I will see your buddy Joseph in 3 hours, and I will give him a hug for you.
You do that.
I will.
Thank you so very, very much.
Take care, my friend. Thanks for the call. All right, we need to take a break, and then we're going to Susan in Paris, and we get around. So thank you for that. All right, let me tell you right now about the great folks at Dalworth Clean. What a wonderful place to get to talk about, because this is where you need to call to get your carpets all ready for the winter season, for the holiday season ahead. For Christmas, you have people coming in. You want to have the house look and smell really great, and that's why you call Dalworth Clean. $29 per area, 5 areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth Clean. Book online at dalworth.com for additional savings, or call them at 214 or 817-267-8433. Call tomorrow, 267-8433. Rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. And they are replacing the floors at my magazine office this weekend. Friday and yesterday, it was the hard surface floors in our kitchen and our entryway porch with outdoor carpeting and with new strip plank vinyl in the kitchen. And tomorrow, it is the most glorious wool carpeting coming in because of its durability. And I am so excited. Dalworth is They're my heroes. They are my heroes. Count on Dalworth. Trust me, 32 years I've told you that. Please, if you trust me for anything, trust me on this one. They are the best. 214-817-267-8433. Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. But you can reach all of it through Dalworth.com or by calling 214-817-267-8433.
The first local news of the hour, every day. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
All right, on Saturday, January 26th at the Plano Center, we are going to hold our 18th annual Home Landscape School. I'm very proud that AgPower and McKinney is a sponsor of our 2013 Home Landscape School. With AgPower's utility vehicles and tools, you'll get the job done right. That's coming up on all day, Saturday, January 26th. I'm going to teach a lot more than I've ever taught in the landscape school. Stephen Chambly, a really gifted horticulturist from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford, and Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum, and he is Mr. Gifted when it comes to plants. The three of us will be speaking all day on principles of good design, best trees and shrubs, best annuals and perennials, how to have a perfect lawn, effective entries and front gardens, and fun patios and backyards. We will teach you how to design a landscape project to scale. In fact, 2 weeks after that, on Saturday or Sunday, February 9 or 10 in North Dallas, we will give you landscape consultation for 30 minutes with a landscaping professional so you will finish your landscape plan and you'll know how to do the next one. It really is a cool deal. It's been a sellout every year for the 18 years. $199, one person, two people, $239. So give us a call and register today before 11. Same number that you use for the magazine and calendar offer. Our 2013 Home Landscape School, which will be all day Saturday, January 26th, and then the 30-minute consultations, your choice of Saturday or Sunday, February 9 or 10. You need to call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom and my friend Jerry Overton. Jerry?
Good morning, Neil. We have 69 degrees now at 832. Rail crossings getting more deadly in Texas. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic in the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Look for the clouds to go away by this afternoon. It's going to be windy, very warm with a high of 81. The clouds are back again tonight, 66 for the low. Another warm day tomorrow, 80 for the high. In fact, it's going to be warm pretty much all week. We have cloudy skies, 66 degrees in Fort Worth. It's 69 degrees at Dallas Love Field and DFW Airport. Now let's check the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
And the major problem spot right now is going to be making your way from Louisville up towards Denton. I-35E northbound at FM 407 Justin Road. Shut down with an accident investigation. Could be up to 2 hours there, the freeway shut down. Traffic is diverted to the service road. And this report brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. 99 Cents Only Stores fabulous holiday merchandise has arrived. Don't be left out in the cold. See the huge assortment of gift wrap and gorgeous trimetry items for only 99.99 cents each. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first for everything. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
We've got deaths at railroad crossings in Texas doubling in the last year, renewing questions about whether the thousands of miles of track in the state are being safely maintained as well as monitored. Figures compiled from federal data and other sources show the spike in fatalities has now reached 32 for the year. Comes after a four-year period in which Texas had lowered its death toll significantly. Residents of Northern California bracing for a storm heading its way, threatening to flood many areas. Danny Lerma is with the city of Napa, which faced severe flooding several years ago.
When you see it happen, you always remember and you say, I'll be better prepared. And that's what they're doing right now.
Flood warnings are out for rivers north of San Francisco today. Again, looking for a high today of 81 degrees. It is 69 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Let's go back to Niels Ferry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
You can make a difference this Christmas for children all across the Metroplex.
News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP, is teaming up with the Salvation Army to stuff Harvey the RV. We're taking Harvey on the road on Thursdays and Fridays through December 21st. And wherever we are, we'd like you to join us. Bring a new unwrapped toy and help us stuff Harvey the RV so we can spread some Christmas joy to thousands of children and disabled adults. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. From News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
The Vocal Majority, America's premier pops chorus, presents A Christmas at the South Pole.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Find out what happens when Santa Claus gets a new GPS and gets lost at the South Pole. Surrounded by the award-winning Vocal Majority chorus, dressed as penguins. It's a fun, laugh-filled show the whole family will love, combining beautiful music, wonderful staging, Santa Claus with some elves, and 100-plus penguins. The Vocal Majority in A Christmas at the South Pole for a limited five-show engagement at the Iceman Center in Richardson, Thursday through Sunday, December 13th through the 16th, including two matinees. Tickets are priced from $10 to $43. These shows always sell out, so order your tickets now at vocalmajority.com or at the Iceman Center ticket office at 972-744-4650. The Vocal Majority in concert. Order now at vocalmajority.com.
Oh, we'll be there. That is going to be so cool. They are the best it gets, and there have been so many quartets and other groups that have sprung out of the Vocal Majority. They've been around all that time. The voice you just heard is my friend Nick Alexander. He's their announcer. Nick was the first guy that I called when I needed to change radio stations 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago now. Wow. And a longtime friend, and I'll be there honking and waving and clapping because they are really good. Don't miss that chance, the Vocal Majority Christmas concert. Let me mention to you the offer from my magazine and on our calendar once again. My calendar will save you a ton of frustration because it will outline week by week, month by month, when you, not so much week by week, although it says early March, late July, things like that, depending on the specific topics. But to the point, 10,000 words that tell you in hundreds of bullets when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. You say, man, that's a book. I don't want to read that. Well, it's arranged in a very easy way. Down at the bottom of the grid page for each month of the calendar, I have saved my 12 best photographs for the calendar, and always do. For 30 years I've done that. Down at the bottom of the grid page, there are the bullets, and they're arranged by plant. What do you plant in February? And it'll tell you in early February you plant the coal crops, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. And so in April, you look and see, what do I plant? And if those are not listed, you look back and say, well, I missed that. I'm not going to waste time on that. All that information, a huge amount of information, and a beautiful calendar, as pretty as any you'll find in the bookstores, but it's not in the bookstores. You have to order it by calling my magazine office. Now, you can save a third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. You get all of that for only $38.95. Just $38.95, and it doesn't take long in decisions well made because of the calendar to cover all that cost. So call before 11 today, 1-800-752-GROW. Makes a wonderful Christmas gift. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Neil Sperry writes for more than 20 Texas newspapers, and his Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is one of America's all-time best-selling gardening references. Once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Mary Travelin, very much. Let's go to Paris to Susan. Thanks for waiting on me. How can I help you?
Well, hello. It's a privilege to speak with you, and I had the privilege of hearing you speak live one time. It was wonderful.
Well, good. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah. My question has to do with our lawn. We moved into our place last year about this time, and so I didn't notice until spring and summer. There are huge patches of weeds that have thorns in them, and I don't know what these are. They're new to me, and I thought, well, I checked, and people said just keep it mowed down, and that will do the trick. Well, it didn't.
All right, let me ask you some questions, because I normally don't try to do plant IDs, specific IDs, but I need to get a little more basic information. First of all,
okay.
I'm going to assume it is not a grass, correct? It's not like grass burrs, not like grass burrs. Okay.
No.
Okay. All right, that's fine. And then my next question, and then I can give you an answer, I think probably. I have two more questions. I might have more. The next one is it most actively growing during the wintertime, or does it grow most actively during the warmer months?
Well, I wish I could answer that specifically. I want to say that now it's brown, but it still has thorns.
No, I understand. Thorns won't go away, but it's not actively growing now. You don't see a lot of green, vigorous new growth on it now.
No.
Okay,
no.
So it's a summertime. Uh-huh. It's a summertime weed then. It's a warm season weed. All right.
Okay.
So the control that I'm going to recommend to you will not have any impact at this time of year. So that's the reason I needed to know that.
Okay.
If it's not a grass, and if it is a warm season weed, you can use a broadleafed weed killer to eliminate it. And it's a simple act of spraying it one or two times a few weeks apart. And the more active the growth is, the better the control will be. These are products that contain the active ingredient 2,4-D. 2,4-D, as in dandelion. That's a part of a long chemical name. And most of the products that are on the market, Susan, have other weed killers combined with them. Those other weed killers are active in the soil, so they are of some danger to root systems. The 2,4-D is not. And so if you go into an independent retail garden center, they handle a line of products. The Fertilome line. Fertilome has a couple of products in their high yield product line that are only 2,4-D, and that's what I would use. I'm not big into things that go into the soil when it comes to weed control. I want to put it where I want it and know it's just right there. But these have to be applied when it's growing actively. So you're looking at something next spring or summer.
Next spring. Mm-hmm. And will this be harmful to my dogs?
No.
No.
Well, I mean, they could drown in it if you leave a bucket sitting around. No, I mean, you have to, you know, in this day and age, you have to cover every eventuality. It's like I did with Ricardo. You say happy holidays, and by the way, Merry Christmas.
You're right.
I know Ricardo is Jewish.
Your help. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Have a good day. Thanks so much.
You
Bye-bye.
You too, and Merry Christmas
Merry
to
Christmas
you.
To you. I agree completely. Let's go to David in McKinney. David, thank you for waiting. How can I help you?
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, sir.
So in April, I planted sod. I laid sod for St. Augustine underneath some high-trimmed live oak.
Okay.
Then not thinking ahead, I forgot that, of course, they do drop the acorns. And this year, it seems they were very aggressive when dropping compared to the previous 2 years.
Yeah, they were.
But I don't know, since I put the sod down, what's the best way? Should I just not worry about them and instead just do a pre-emergent, or should I try and rake them? And, you know, I'm not too sure the best way to address the acorns issue.
May I bring some other options in?
Sure.
All right. As dry as it's been, most of them will not germinate. They will sit there and desiccate on top of the soil surface. So if you had an area that was kind of a low impact area, this doesn't sound like low impact, but if you had a low impact area, you could just ignore them and probably most of them would not germinate. Those that did, if you mowed them, they would quickly give up the ghost after they were mowed off a few times. Now I want to step aside, David, and talk to everybody else, because there is a percentage, 10 or 15% of the people listening, who think I'm nuts because they mow little saplings off beneath their live oaks and they do come back. Well, those are probably root sprouts. Those are not seedlings. Those are not from acorns. Those are from the mother tree. So that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about acorns from 2012. Will they germinate and be a problem in 2013? Probably not. Second option would be to get a leaf rake and rake rather aggressively and get as many as you can out of the way. Third option would be to go to a rental shop and rent a lawn vacuum. These are things that look kind of like a big commercial floor washer waxer you'd see in a big shopping center or something. They're wide and very low power, but they would suck up the acorns.
Yeah, I've seen those at the golf course.
Yeah. So anyway, that would be a third option. So you can do any of those, and you just kind of get on the bus and get off the bus wherever you're comfortable.
asparagus, so raking is not going to be that bad of a deal. I mean,
you know, I would use, and you know what? It's a good point. I'm glad you mentioned that. St. Augustine has all of its runners above ground. There are no rhizomes like Bermuda has. Stolons are on top of the ground. Rhizomes are below the ground. Both of them are stems of spreading grasses. You can rake Bermuda grass with a... You could rake it with a rototiller, and it'd still come back. With St. Augustine, you need to be careful not to rip the runners loose, because that's all it has is the above ground runners. And so I would use a cheap leaf rake, not one of the spring back ones that sells for $20, but an $8 one. I don't know what they cost. I haven't bought one for a few years, but one that doesn't really pull at the grass too hard. So that's one time that buying a cheaper tool may be of benefit in raking leaves and acorns in St. Augustine.
Well, very good. I appreciate you.
All right. I'm glad you called. Have a great day in my hometown. All righty. That's David in McKinney. We go to Bob in Midlothian. Bob, you know what? Hang on for me, if you will. Let me get this last break in. And Bob is the last call I have up. I purposely didn't give the number out to confuse things too much, because I didn't want people waiting too long. But we could use a call or two right now at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Michelle Shook is screening for me today, and Lee Riza is running the boards. Good team. So 800-288-9227. And tell you about my home landscape school. It is coming up all day Saturday, January 26th. It is our home landscape school, because we have a lot of people who work together to make this happen. And we'll have 250, 300 people probably gather together. We have all of the time that we've been doing this for 18 years. It's a sellout each year. We cannot make you a registered landscape architect in one day, but we can teach you how to draw a landscape plan. Let's say that you have a few places in your landscape that you're wanting to work on. I have exactly that going on in my yard. In fact, I'm about to make some major changes in my own landscape, and I may do some before and after and show you some photos of a project I have in mind to do over the next 3 or 4 weeks. And it's a small project, but anyway, we'll teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. It's an all-day class on January 26th. I'll teach a lot of it. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum will teach about annual and perennial color. Oh my goodness, how great can that be? And Stephen Shambly from Shandor Gardens is going to teach several different topics. He and I are trying to meet to get all that hammered out. Principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, terrific turf grass, effective entries and front yards, and fun and festive patios and backyards. We'll teach you how to design to scale, and then we'll give you a 30-minute consultation 2 weeks later with a landscaping professional to finish your plan. And that's either Saturday, February 9, or Sunday, February 10. All day is January 26. The 30-minute consultations are on February 9 and 10. Now, all that for $199 or $239 for two people from the same household. It includes the book, the design supplies, the all day in the classroom, the consultation, everything you need. But you need to call before we run out of seating. The number to register is the same number you use to get my calendar and magazine offer. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. Call before 11. 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. Now for the holidays, WhizQ Stone has Christmas lights. These lights are spectacular, just like the holiday displays in downtown Fort Worth and the Chesapeake Plaza. You can fully customize your holiday decor this season with professional-grade, top-quality Christmas lights. LED and traditional light strands starting at 25-foot up to 2,000-foot rolls. Retrofit bulbs in C9 and C7 LED. They have 10 colors and many styles. And they have stakes and clips for easy installation. They also have contractor-grade greenery, such as pre-lit wreaths and garlands. You'll see a noticeable difference in the quality when compared with other outdoor Christmas lighting. WhizQ Stone is a supplier of Christmas lights, but they don't install. However, they can provide a list of installers. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, and now Christmas lights.
Serenity. Hi, I'm Greg. I'm a recovering drug addict. Before Serenity High, my life was a mess. I was stuck in a drug world with friends that weren't actual friends of mine. They just sold me drugs. I was punching holes in walls in my room. I was angry all the time. Serenity High is a sober school for kids that have drug problems and that have been in a rehab treatment center and don't want to have those problems again. Serenity High is a small school, and that's good because we are a family and we can be close to each other. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web at serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Now that I'm here, I've had the chance to recreate myself, recreate my relationship with my family, and it's been wonderful.
How good is it to hear the voices of young men and women who are serious about sobriety, serious about recovery, serious about graduating from high school? This is a huge problem in our country, in our society, on your street, in your town, in your school. I didn't believe that 20 years ago, and I do believe it now. And Serenity High is making a huge difference in the lives of students like Greg. What a wonderful testimonial. When he talks about his family relationship, I do all of those interviews looking across the table at these kids. Actually, I use as my sound deadening a fabric, a blanket, a throw that was given to Principal Julie Ferraro, and it's the Serenity Prayer, and that's kind of cool. It just dawned on me that that's the way those operate, but anyway, thank you, Greg, and that's why I turn the pens that I sell that I'll have at North Haven Garden at 1:30 this afternoon. We'll talk about them in the next hour. I'll be at Covington's next week on Monday afternoon at 4 for a pen sale at Shades of Green next Sunday, a week from today at 1:30. So I have them out of order. Let me just do it one more time. Today at 1:30, North Haven Gardens in North Dallas. A week from today at 1:30, Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco. And a week from tomorrow at 4, I'll be at Covington's in Rowlett. And I'm telling you about Covington's right now. Joe and Gail Covington started their nursery 40 years ago on a small corner lot. They've grown to a premier 18-acre nursery and landscaping business with the greatest selection of plants you're going to find anywhere around. I do a lot of my shopping at Covington Nursery, and I'll be taking the truck with me when I go that day. At Covington's, you're going to find all the top shrubs, trees, and ground covers for our climate, with service beyond compare. Their people have been there a long time. They are professional nursery people. They know plants. They know the business. You'll enjoy your shopping experience. They're friendly, and it's a glorious place to shop. For your holiday decorating, Covington's has spectacular specialty poinsettias, amaryllis kits, cone-shaped rosemary, evergreen wreaths, and garland, fresh-cut noble and Fraser firs, living Christmas trees as well. Covington's has gifts that most anyone will love, from a new tree or miniature fairy garden to a custom landscape design plan for a unique garden. And they have home accents from the gift shop. They have everything. Make it easy. Pick up some gift cards. Get out to Covington's today. Go to covingtonnursery.com to learn more about their services and see the available stock list. That inventory list they have is incredible. Online, covingtonnursery.com. They're at 5518 President George Bush Highway. Used to be Liberty Grove Road. They are barely north, 100 yards north of Highway 66 off the Bush Turnpike in Rowlett. 972-475-5888. Open later today. It's Covington's Nursery and Landscape in Rowlett. Bob in Midlothian, this is Neil. Thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting. How can I help?
Well, thank you, Neil. Yes. I have a situation here in my vegetable garden that I'm concerned about, and I'm not sure exactly what the cause might be. But when I was started, I'm in that black soil, and when I started, I was amending it with horse manure. Mm-hmm. And for 3 years, each fall, I would get from the local horse barns and so forth, I'd get manure and spread over the garden, and finally I just got that soil to where it's beautiful to work. Mm-hmm. But I'm concerned about something somebody told me not long ago, and I've had a hard time getting seeds to germinate. And they said, well, that horse manure might have made the soil too salty. Could that be a problem that I've created for myself?
Well, manures do have mineral salts in them, and so yes, it could be. It very well could be. The mushroom compost that some people buy and use also has the same issue. I think there's manure in that. A soil test from the soil testing lab at A&M would tell that in a heartbeat. That's one of the prime things that they check for is the soluble salts. And you could ask them to interpret that for you. Is this at a high level? The way you get rid of mineral salts is by leaching them out, you know, with all the heavy rain we've had recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wish.
We'll wait for that.
Yeah. But that's, and time will take care of that for you. My recommendation on using organic matter in a garden soil is to use a little bit of a lot of different things. It's kind of like our own diets. If we eat a little bit of a lot of different things, and if most of them on balance are good for us, then we'll have the best possible diet, as opposed to having all potatoes or all meat or all of one thing or another. I'm certainly not a dietitian, but it just makes more common sense. And so I'd use a little bit of manure, but I'd make sure it was well processed. That's the reason it needs to be well decayed, because mm-hmm. you'll get mineral salts that will build up, and you also will get very active bacteria that steal nitrogen away from the soil, because they're using the nitrogen to cause the manure to decay. So it's very important that horse manure, any kind of manure, be a couple of years old before it goes into the garden.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Dilute it. I would let time take its course, and it will work. And what you might want to do is cut little trenches and put potting soil in a little V groove to get the seeds to germinate. And then by then they should be able to tolerate the soil as their roots get larger and grow out into it.
Could I use compost for that also?
Yes, as long as it doesn't have more horse manure in it.
Yeah, okay, well, it won't have that.
Yeah, there you go. Bob, I appreciate your call. Thanks for being so patient.
All right.
All righty, take care. Bye-bye. Diane in Waco wants to plant seed pods from Esperanza. Diane, I will tell you that is a very great risk, because they will not be the Gold Star Esperanza. They'll come up and you won't know exactly what you have, but I'll be happy to talk to you if you want to wait. Hubert in Dallas on Root Barriers, please wait for me. We have two more hours. If you'd like to call, that number is 800-288-WBAP. We'll be back.